Good morning, Miranda.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining me.
Pleasure.
So, Miranda, how important would you say these change tax policies are to the LNP's agenda?
Well, the LNP, I guess, was running the election more or less on its budget policy. So we had an early budget this year in the beginning of April. Normally the budget is in May. But because of that time frame for the election, that budget was moved forward a month. And really the LNP went to the election based on what it said it would do in the budget. The reality is the budget did not contain very much tax policy. What it did contain was a continuation of the tax cuts in the personal income tax system, which the LNP had proposed last year. So they initiated a tax cut program last year. It was going to take 5 years altogether to phase in these cuts, and they continued it in the budget this year with a bit of acceleration. And so really, it looks like personal income tax cuts are basically the LNP's tax policy.
Right. And are we expecting a substantial tax cut, or what are we going to be expecting from it?
So what the LNP proposes, some people who are, working for wages or whatever, paying tax and getting tax refunds at the end of the tax year will probably notice they'll get a larger refund at the end of this year because of the tax cuts that have already been legislated. They are delivering something called a low and middle income tax offset, which is targeted at sort of moderate wages, people in that sort of bracket. So there'll be a bit of a reduction. But in the longer term, what the government is proposing is actually to flatten our progressive tax rate structure a bit. So our rate structure, you know, some people might be aware you've got a tax-free threshold, about $18,000 now, a 19% rate, a 32.5% rate, 37%, 40% and 45%, and then the Medicare levy on top. And what the government proposes is that by 2024-25, they'll eliminate that 32.5% and 37% rate, and they'll just go to a 30% rate and then 40% and 45%. So in the middle, we have a sort of a flatter rate structure than we used to have.
Well, we're talking about the top end of town right there, but there's been reports tax cuts of up to $1,080 per person could be delayed for a whole nother year. What does this say? It's only been a few days since the elections. What's this going to affect the new tax cuts?
So the reason for that is because we still don't have the writs for Parliament. I'm not sure if you're tracking how many votes have yet been counted, although we know what the result will be. We've only had about 77% of the vote counted, and we haven't established members of the Senate at all yet. And so we can't, the government can, if you like, go back to Canberra, but they can't initiate Parliament. They can't open Parliament until all the election matters are settled. That's expected to take at least another couple of weeks and maybe even longer. And what that means is that before the 30th of June this year, which is the end of the tax year, there's very little time for Parliament to sit and actually pass legislation that would embed that tax, that next tax cut, which the government had taken to the election. They can still do it after the end of June and they can backdate it, but from a tax administrative perspective, it might be a bit complex. There might be delays in people's tax returns. The ATO would have to work out how to manage that additional refund. So that's the reason why people are talking about that being delayed.
Well, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Miranda Stewart, a professor at Melbourne University Law School, on the tax system here in Australia after a pretty fair to say surprising coalition win. So, Miranda, is there bipartisan support to ensure multinationals pay their fair share of taxes?
Well, it's interesting to think what might happen with corporate tax. I'm not sure how much attention your listeners pay to tax at the large corporate end of town, but I guess everybody's heard of Google's and Apple's and Glencore's, these big corporations that don't seem to be paying a lot of tax in Australia. And so there's this large international tax project within the OECD, led by the G20 ministers, to crack down on multinational tax minimisation, to crack down on the use of tax havens and so on. I think we do have bipartisan support for that project in Australia. We've supported it for about the last 5 years. Labor, I think, will continue to support action by the government to tighten anti-avoidance rules for multinationals. But the LNP really hasn't got any other big policy for large corporations. So there's a bit of a vacuum there, and they face a challenge with economic growth, and they need to stimulate prosperity and investment. So we don't know what they'll do in that area.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if and what happens with the tax when, you know, the coalition actually finally get in power, once all the votes are counted. It's going to be, I guess, holding your breath to see where our tax cuts come from in the end. Miranda, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
It's a pleasure. Of course, tax policy is not all about tax cuts. It'd be good to have something else. Yeah, pleasure to be on.